Can you dim the lights? Just have this one beam on me to the exclusion of all others.
You are at the mint.
Enough said. Okay, here he goes. Everyone is a dream now. Hi, my name is Chuck Dandell. I got a little house over by Lake Mille Lacs. It's a nice place there, down there. Sometimes in the Indian summer over in Minnesota, we take and do a lot of fishing for crappie and bass. Once in a while, a nice northern. One night I was sleeping. I woke up next to a beautiful woman that I love a lot. Her name is Janet. She's my wife. Matter of fact, we played a rock and roll song on her wedding. I forget the name of it. Something about, I'm ready for love. That's beside the point. And I turn around and I say, God has blessed me greatly to have a nice woman like this, nice Christian girl. I said, what can I do for her? Special? So I took the boat, just a trolling motor, and out on the lake. You could hear the sound of the loon in the background. Sun just coming up, mist on the water, and so on and so forth. And the trolling motor doesn't scare the fish. It's just like a little hum, like the hum for my shaver that Janet bought me. And Christ Almighty, I took a worm that I had found beneath a rock on the stairs near our house and put the hook through the worm. They don't feel it. Not as I can tell. And I cast that thing out, and Christ and criminy, that bobber hit the water and made those concentric circles, which started making me think about God. The circles of endlessness around each other, circling endlessly, infinity. Of course, infinity can only be ascribed to a finite being, because infinity is a defined state in itself. You can't really call God infinite if God is undefined, and infinity is definition. One of the rare thrills, I'm getting to it, T.Y. One of the rare thrills is watching that bobber go down 1-2 feet, and Christ Almighty, I thought I had something nice. I took up a bass, 2 crappies, and a sunny, and put on the stringer, and I came home. Janet was still asleep. It's now about 6:20, 6:15. I skinned and scaled and eviscerated the fish, fried them up in Crisco and cornmeal. And the house smelled good. Real nice fried fish. I crawled back into the room, and Janet was asleep, and I cozied down next to her there. I said, Janet, I have something nice for you. She said, oh, Chuck. I said, Janet, I made you fried fish. And she got a nice smile. She looked at me in a nice way. And God, I loved her that moment so much. She said to me, Chuck, breakfast can wait.